Piercing blue eyes. They've gone now, of course. The eyes. By the time they found her, the eyes would have been empty holes in her skull.
It doesn't take long for the tasty bits to go,
Jeff says as he folds the newspaper, tying it into the top of a bundle he keeps under the sink. His old hands are deft and easy. He's done this a million times before.
About the eyes?
Jeff knows things like how long it takes for a body to decompose in sea, sand or soil, because he's ex-police, retired. We don't speak about Kara again. She's just one of those tragedies to be passed over. We're good at that kind of thing in the West. It's built into our cultural ethics, turning the other cheek. Besides, we were talking about life, not death. His life, and more specifically, we were talking about love. Jeff's kids, all grown up now, had commissioned a biography. That's what I do. Have my own little business registered through Company's House, complete with a logo of a swirly book. Designed it myself on the back of a napkin. Had three different company emails too, all set up when I'd been figuring out a name for the business. Eventually, I came down on just one, mystory@gmail.com. Aptly enough, I only have the one client as well, Jeff, but things will pick up. Everyone's doing it these days, vanity publishing, and double the vanity, why not talk solely about yourself? I'd always known my clientele would be older. You need the years to have the story, and let's face it, the disposable income. So I was after the retired silver surfer generation, those who wanted to get their lives off their chests before the coffin lid came down swift and sure. A lucrative market, one would have thought. But 6 months in, and Jeff's still the only one buying. I reckon I can survive another 3 months, then my savings will run dry. 18 hours. That's all the clients get. So it should be possible to pick up some casual work if I get desperate. But Christmas is coming. And surely, surely, if you had pennies to spare and a loved one you wanted to get that extra special something for, well, surely that something special would be me. Jeff hasn't put the papers away yet. Instead, he's staring intently at the corner of the top sheet.
Curse rock pieces in middle of the patio.
So that's it. I bite my cheeks, trying to stop a knowing smile hijacking my face. We're in a high-rise. There's not a terrace, patio, or crazy paving stone eyesore in sight. Not one thing to trip us up. But where Jeff's concerned, there's always a little something to slow us down.
7 across, he says, a note of irritation in his voice.
He's trying to be casual, but I'm willing to bet this one's been driving him up the wall for the past few days. We're supposed to be talking about you, I tell him. Because although I really like Jeff, I have to be honest here, he's on the clock. First rule of the self-employed. No freebies. I glance down at the notebook, open and waiting on my lap. We're on Love Life, Jeff. Your Love Life. This, I glance across at the paper, Rock Garden, is a path to nowhere.
Would I do that?
He laughs, and we both know that he would. Okay, I sigh. If he's not going to concentrate, I'm going to have to tidy this up before we start. What have you got?
T?R?E?T?
Middle of patio. Got to be a T. I smile, trying to tone down the smug. I genuinely love this kind of thing. Cryptic puzzles are as infuriating as a bad itch, crying out to be satisfied. The sort of beast that is so obvious when said out loud, it makes you want to kick yourself. Rock equals tor? He nods. And pieces. Try chess pieces. I take a stab. Could be men.